This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A package exploded on the campus of Northeastern University in Boston last night, slightly injuring a staffer. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The parcel that blew up was one of two reported to police early Tuesday evening. It went off near Northeastern's Holmes Hall, home to its creative writing program and its women's, gender, and sexuality studies program. The university says a staff member suffered minor injuries to his hand in the blast. Boston's bomb squad neutralized the second package. It was found near the city's Museum of Fine Arts, which is located near the Northeastern campus. The FBI is assisting the investigations into both incidents. I'm Ben Thomas.
The coffin bearing the body of Queen Elizabeth will be taken by horse-drawn carriage to the Houses of Parliament today to lie in state for 4 days before Monday's funeral at Westminster Abbey. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is in London.
Many are already queuing up to pay their last respects, erecting tents and preparing for hours, even days, of waiting. Thousands have already come to the park adjacent to the palace to pay their respects with flowers and written notes for the Queen. One reads, "We have loved you as you have loved us. Off to your next mission." Charles de Ledesma, London.
In Ukraine, a report that Russian troops are pulling out of the city of Melitopol, the second largest city in the southern Zaporizhia region. That from the mayor. Ken Starr has died, the former independent counsel whose criminal investigation of Bill Clinton led to the president's impeachment. Ken Starr was 76 and died of complications from surgery, according to a former colleague. In Vallejo, California, a high school staff member was shot and wounded after breaking up a fight on campus. This was at Vallejo High School. The wounded man is expected to recover. On Tuesday, the Dow lost 1,276 points. This is AP News. The ratings are in for the Emmy Awards show, and they're not good. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
Endangered species.
The viewership numbers from the Emmy Awards will have the TV Academy singing the blues. Nielsen reports that just 5.9 million people bothered to watch, the lowest rating for the ceremony ever, even lower than the one in 2020, which was done online because of the pandemic. Last year's Emmys drew 7.4 million viewers. This year's Emmys were shifted to a Monday night to make room for NBC's first Sunday night football game of the season, but it still ended up competing against football, the Monday night game. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
They're turning off the lights on the Eiffel Tower in Paris more than an hour earlier at night now to save electricity. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.